Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
More than a day and a half after several tornadoes moved through the Chicago area, more than 200,000 homes and businesses still without electricity this morning. The latest from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
ComEd says some people may not have their electricity restored until Saturday afternoon, although the majority should have power back by Friday night. Daryl Russell and his wife live in South Holland. They have a generator going, but they have to fill it with gas every 8 hours.
I've been able to put the deep freezer, the refrigerator, a TV, and one fan on it, and my cell phone, obviously.
Russell says his wife works from home but can't because there's no internet access. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service says now there were 7 tornadoes that touched down in the area Monday. They traveled anywhere from 3 blocks in Wheaton to more than 3 miles through Lincolnwood and into the city's Rogers Park neighborhood to more than 5.5 miles in Marengo. Tornadoes were also in Lombard, Channel Lake, and Rockford. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
City of Chicago is launching a second electric scooter pilot program today.
The e-scooter program has made its return. The Chicago Department of Transportation and Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection launched its second four-month program, providing 10,000 electric scooters to the city. Riders can rent through 3 vendors, Bird, Lime, and Spin, between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. But speed racers will need to slow their roll. The scooters have a maximum speed of 15 miles per hour and cannot be ridden on sidewalks. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Police in West Suburban Carroll Stream say a group of friends rescued a 13-year-old girl from an attempted abduction last Friday. Reports indicate a man came up behind the girl, put his arms around her, tried to pick her up, but police say 3 other young people came to her defense, repeatedly hit the man until he let her go. Police say the man fled from the area in a silver or blue bicycle with a basket behind the seat. The group representing Illinois retailers is not happy with the possibility of a fine or jail time for their customers not wearing a face mask.
To Rob Carr, this whole thing's backwards.
Most of the governor's comments, most of the Dr. Ezekiel's comments, have not been about rogue bars and restaurants that tie to outbreaks. They've been public gatherings where individuals are not wearing masks. And let's remember, this is an individual mask mandate that the governor has imposed. And he is specifically exempting individuals from any sort of penalty. So where is the incentive for individuals, the very people they have identified repeatedly over 2 months as being the problem, to comply?
Carr leads the Illinois Retail Merchants Association and opposes the decision of a state legislative rules panel. At the Illinois Capitol, Dave Dahl, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Families staying at the Ronald McDonald House in the Streeterville area had to be put on lockdown earlier this week because of looting. We're now learning this morning that vandals struck that facility at the 200 block of East Grand near Lurie Children's Hospital. Families inside were sleeping. Reports indicate a number of windows were smashed and the front door had to be boarded up.
That's the WBBM All Local. Updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.